It's just one little tiny, tiny point of medicine is actually prescribing drugs. But what I do is I try and simply get the body in a state of health by changing health habits, by using food as medicine, and your medicine is food.
Enjoy the freedom of good health. Today, Kenneth Copeland and his special guests, Dr. Dodd and Mary Colbert, introduce practical lifestyle changes to improve your health. Next on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Kenneth Copeland. I'll tell you what, you're going to be glad you tuned in today. I can promise you that. Let's have a word of prayer. We'll get right into today's Bible lesson. Father, we just give you praise and thanksgiving. Thank you for being our Lord and our Savior. Thank you for being so good to us. We just praise and worship you today. We open our hearts. We open our minds for revelation from heaven. More about Jesus. That's our heart cry. We thank you. We receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. We are blessed today. Dr. Don Colbert is here and his lovely wife Mary is with him. And we are going to have us some fun on this broadcast today. Amen. Doc, thank you. You're the second busiest man in the whole world. Jesus is the busiest. You're probably number two.
I'm pretty busy.
And you come in here and spend time with us. Mary, God bless your sweetheart.
Thank you.
You're lovely as always. I want to tell you something about Dr. Colbert's practice and life. There's some things that people need to understand. Just about everybody knows who he is, but I want to take a moment and give you some insight into where he and Mary are coming from and why they're on a broadcast like this. He is board certified. He's a medical doctor. He's board certified in anti-aging medicine and based down in Florida and all of these kind of things. He's a medical doctor. But now, wait a minute. There's a difference between studying medicine and studying healing, studying wellness.
Amen.
And most of the medical practice in this country particularly is in the drug business, not in the well business. And
that's
so
right.
When I was at his home one night and the word of the Lord came to me, And the Lord very pointedly said this to me and then had Gloria and I minister to Doc and Mary on some things. But this is the centerpiece. This is what I want you to understand here and why we're here today, so you can set your heart to hear and understand. And that is this. This man is called into the healing ministry, just the same as Gloria and I are. Doc and Mary both are called into the healing ministry. Now, through that calling into the healing ministry, then the man has studied and been trained not only in medicine, but he's been trained in nutrition. He's been trained in prevention. He's been trained a lot of other stuff. We take up the whole broadcast and never cover all the stuff that he's been trained in. But I had the Lord ask me this. He said, if I called a man to be a car mechanic, don't you think it would behoove him to go to school and find out how cars are made?
Amen.
I said, well, yeah. He said, well, that's the reason I sent this man to school. But he said, I want you to lay hands on him. Because he said, this is not a doctor that testifies. He said, this is a minister of the gospel who has been trained in the broad scope of care and maintenance of the human body.
Amen.
And that's a whole different thing from what we're used to dealing with, right. and even talking about. There's a whole mindset in this country that is grossly messed up, and it right. has to be renewed.
Well, the thing is, see, so many people, most people have a concept of a doctor is going to prescribe medicine. I rarely write a prescription. Now, again, there is a place for medicine, but that's not God's first choice.
That's not the whole thing, is it?
It's just one little tiny, tiny point of medicine is actually prescribing drugs. But what I do is I try and simply get the body in a state of health by changing health habits, mm-hmm. by using mm-hmm. food as medicine, and your medicine is food.
I noticed this in ministering to people and where my own physical life has been concerned over the last 41 years I've been dealing with, that it's hard to make a well man sick. It's easy mm-hmm. to make a person that's not well, and they even if they feel all right, if the body is not well, it's easy to make them sick because the body's not functioning like
right.
it should. And so there's a lot of stuff we're going to get into. But first of all, let's get into the Word about this. From Romans chapter 12, this has to be dealt with. You can't do anything, spirit, soul, body, finance, government. I don't care what it is. Faith begins where the will of God is known. And without the will and the Word and the presence of God, I don't care what you're dealing with, spirit, soul, body, money, government, I don't care what, family, I don't care what it is. Without God's Word, you ain't nothing but a failure going somewhere to happen. Mm-hmm. And you can't get around that. So, in the 12th chapter of the book of Romans, I beseech you. That's amazing.
That's a strong
statement.
That's
strong, isn't it? And see, this apostle was not just writing this on his own. I mean, this is the Holy Ghost talking to the body of Christ. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. If this is not part of your service to God and dealing with this physical body, let me just cut this short because I want to get out of Doc's way here because God's got things on his heart. But this just keeps coming up in me strong, and it just slapped me in the face again this morning in praying over this. And that's this. If you just think anything you want to think, say anything you want to say, do anything you feel like doing, and eat anything you feel like eating, there ain't no way you're going to be healthy. Not only that, you're going to miss God 99%
Amen.
Of the time. And the one time you did hear his leadership was an accident and you don't know how to repeat it. You can't live like that.
You're right. If you do, you're inviting disease in your body on the seed faith law. It's a spiritual law.
Yeah.
It's the law of sowing and reaping. It says in Galatians 6, it says, brethren, be not deceived. Whatsoever you sow, that will you also reap. When you reap negative word, or when you sow negative words, when you sow bad habits, when you sow lack of sleep, when you sow sugar in your body, white flour, bad fats, you reap a harvest. Eventually, it's coming. You've sown the seed. It's planted just like you plant wheat. You plant corn. That seed of heart disease and cancer is planted. And so within 10, 20 years, you're going to reap it. Let me explain something real simple to you. One cancer cell in 2 years will become about 254 cancer cells.
Now, we're talking about one cancer cell. One little disobedient, mean
right.
little cell.
That's right.
And that's just so very tiny.
Right. But then in 8 years, that one cell will become about 54 billion cells. But it takes about 8 to 12 years for us to literally see the cancer on our equipment, on our MRIs, on our PET scans, CAT scans. We cannot even see the cancer until it reaches a size of about 54 billion cells.
So by the time you and your colleagues can find this out,
it's taken root. It's there.
Whoa,
it's
man,
real hard.
You're dealing with a real bear by this time.
That's right.
When it was just a tiny thing back there now when it got started.
Now the same with heart disease. By the time you go and get that stress test and it's positive, and they say you've got a positive stress test, generally you have at least 75% blockage in your arteries. By the time you find it out.
Okay, now let me ask you this, Don. I'm in my early 70s, so I grew up at a time when everybody thought you just catch this stuff.
You're planting seed.
Your whole idea. Oh no, what have I got now? That's the era that I grew up in. Now, all of this has been changing over this whole period of my lifetime. But there's still a lot of that hanging around in our mentality.
Sure.
Because there's a whole lot of it because people don't want to admit they're doing
That's right.
it to themselves. But there is no way to catch cancer or heart disease, is there? You doing it to yourself.
Unknowingly develop it. Now, again, there's a lot of people out there will say, well, you know, my child developed leukemia or my child developed lymphoma. But generally what is happening is there's something either in their genetics or there's some toxicity that they've been exposed to, because usually in the center of most cancers, there's a heavy metal or a toxin. And literally it causes free radical damage. You see, every cell, and we have about 60 trillion cells in our body. And every cell has a nucleus that contains chromosomes. And those chromosomes eventually develop free radical damage from toxic material, from stress, from cortisol, from bad food. And what it does, it literally changes and mutates those chromosomes and forms a cancer cell. And then that one cancer cell, over time, will divide and divide. In 2 years, you got 254 cells. And then in 8 years, you have 54 billion cells. And then eventually, that's formed a stronghold. But if we catch it early, we can start changing that around. But the way
if that thing was unchecked, it would finally just take over most of the cells of your body.
Oh, it'll
your body couldn't function, and it just dies.
Well, what happens, it spreads through. First of all, it has local invasion. Then it catches the interstates of our body, the lymphatics, mm-hmm. the lymphatic highways, and the bloodstream. It goes through the blood vessels and literally spreads and metastasizes to different areas of our body. But what has happened...
Now, that's when I get the pleasure of coming in.
That's right.
Would you pray for me? Well, dear Lord, man, I wish you'd have let me pray for you when it was only one cell. But look what you've thrown out of your head. Now you've got 48 billion, 10 times million, trillions of them. And you went, oh, God. I don't want to get off on that.
Now, what's happened, though, to make it simple so the people can understand it, you catch a cold. You catch the flu, you catch a virus, you catch a strep throat, but you generally develop
that's
heart disease.
That's biological, isn't it? That comes
bugs
and...
that's a virus and bacteria.
And viral
right.
infections.
So we catch
like
that within a few days, but you develop heart disease. You develop type 2 diabetes. You generally develop cancer. You develop arthritis. You develop Alzheimer's disease. These are almost always... choice diseases. Now, before people turn that channel, I know they're saying, this is ridiculous. What is happening is we have sown bad seed. We have sown, and we are reaping a harvest. We have sown lack of sleep, too much stress, bad food, a lot of sugar, which is cancer's favorite food, is sugar. We have also gone without exercise. See, our body's built for motion, movement. We've also drank Cokes that make our bodies acidic. Our bodies need to be alkaline. Just like a pool, I tell people, it's so simple. Look at your swimming pool. Would you just go out there and never put any chemicals in it to bring the pH up to balance? Or your aquarium, all the fish would die. Our bodies are no different. Our bodies function optimally when the pH, not of our blood, but of our urine, is around 7 to 7.5. When that happens, cancer can rarely grow in the body unless you have a stronghold. So again, to make it real simple is, a lot of people are first, when they find out they have a disease, they go to their doctor. And then after going to their doctor, they're put on all these medicines that generally depress the function of the liver and numerous other organs. They make the body tired, and they make the body stressed. They literally stress the body. And all of these things, lack of sleep, all of these things contribute to cancer. So what they're doing is they're sowing seed, more seed, to make the disease grow. And then once they get to the point where the doctors throw up their hands and say, that's it, there's nothing more I can do, just go see your priest now, go see your priest now, have him pray for you and prepare your things to die. Now, that's when I see a lot of the patients that come to see me.
We have a nurse working for us, Ken, that came to us from working in one of the largest oncology centers in Orlando, Florida. And she's one of the top nurses in the country.
RN,
and
right.
When she came to us, she says, I'm just tired of watching people die. She says, they come to my center, and she says, I sit there and I think, I want to tell them, you need to do this, you need to do that, but they won't let me tell them what to do to save their life.
They just
so
have
I'm
me
having
push
to put
chemo.
This chemo in them, and she goes, I feel like I am assisting the killing of all these people. I can't do it anymore.
Now, I'm not against chemo, because chemo has saved a lot of people, because they've reached that point where they literally have to have it, or many will die. But what I'm saying is what the Word of God says, and it says it so, makes it so simple in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. Paul says, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost?
Yeah, there you are.
Which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own. For you are bought with a price by the blood of Jesus. We've been bought. Therefore, you glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
If you don't take that as a commandment from God, then you'll never, ever, on any level, I don't care whether it's, if it has anything to do with this physical body, you will never get the upper hand of it without the Word of God. And coming to the place where that word is correct, and I'm going to have to change some things. I'm going to have to make some total commitments to God to make this body a living sacrifice to God. It doesn't belong to me. I mean, this
That's
thing
right.
was bought with a price. And I, if I'm not a good steward of it,
That's right.
then I'm going to have to answer for it.
But people are acting like, Christians are acting like they own this body.
And you don't.
That they can eat whatever they want. They can think whatever they want. They can feel any way they want. They can go without sleep. They can stress their bodies. They can stress their minds. They can stress their emotions. They can choose not to exercise, but sit on the couch and push that remote and yet believe God that they're going to be healthy. It doesn't work that way. They have to literally make that commitment, make that covenant, stand on it, realize that this body's not their own. If this body is going to last, like the owner's manual of this body, we are supposed to live to be 120 years of age. But why is it that the average American checks out around 75.5 years of age? Well, it's because just like you put the wrong gas in your car, you put the wrong oil, you never change your oil, you never change your tires, never rotate them, never put new tires on there, put cheap gas in there. Well, you can have the nicest Rolls
yeah,
Royce.
But I like that gas. I like the way
it's
it
cheap.
Smells.
It's cheap.
It's cheap. Well, I'm making a difference. It'll ruin your car.
I mean, you can have the nicest BMW, Mercedes, Rolls Royce, Bentley, but still, if you don't maintain that thing, if you don't at least put, you know, the right get the right checks for it, put the right fuel in, the right oil in, the right transmission fluid, and get them changed periodically, eventually that car, you're going to ruin the engine.
Don, this brings up something in my spirit strongly. What would be the... What would be the judgment, the idea of someone that somebody, let's talk about pastor of a church, we'll say, and the church got together, and they love the pastor and his wife, and they go down and they buy the pastor a brand new car. I mean, they want to bless him, and they give him this brand new car, and he says, well, that's kind of nice. And he never does a thing to it. He just treats this thing like a dog all the time. He never washes it, never even cleans the thing up.
Changes now, oil.
Yeah, he
drives
won't do
it off
anything.
Road now, when it's not
this
full
is the, you would you, it, just the first thing you would think your judgment of that man would be. I'm telling you, he is not a good steward at all.
That's right.
Now, if he'll do that to that new car that the people bought, I wonder what else around here is looking like that. Mm-hmm. Now, we've been given this body at an awesome price.
We're fearfully and wonderfully made. Mm. There's nothing created on this planet as marvelous and fearfully and wonderfully made as our bodies. Yet we are trashing our bodies. Mm. We are developing diseases at earlier and earlier ages. Mm. Actually, now they are predicting that we're going to see an epidemic in type 2 diabetes among our youth because they're fed fast food, Cokes and sodas, white bread, white flour,
and
French fries,
else.
And they live
nothing
on that.
Else.
They live
and
on
they're,
that.
They're trying to exist on that.
And
you
they
can't do
we,
it either.
We have not only a mm-hmm. runaway obesity mm-hmm. epidemic in this country in adults, but also in children. Right after sowing that seed of obesity, right on its heels come all these diseases. Right on its heels come heart disease, type 2 diabetes, arthritis, acid reflux, sleep apnea, cancer. So many cancers are related to obesity. Now, used to be it was just smoking was the number one risk factor for cancer. Now it's like tied. Obesity and smoking are the two major risk factors now for developing cancer.
The thing that sets Don apart from the typical doctor, Ken, is that we are a complex being. We are not just body.
No.
We're not just spirit. Mm-hmm. We're not just mind. Mm-hmm. And medicine will just address just the body part. Try to, you know, attack it from
like
a drug part.
We have
part.
An ophthalmologist treating the eyes,
right.
a heart specialist or cardiologist for the heart, a pulmonologist for the lungs. And that's how medicine thinks. See?
And what you've got to do is understand, just like a faith person, they can have all the faith in the world, but if they're not doing in the natural things to take care of the body, you know, we're a complete being. That, you know, we can't attack it from one end or just the other end. You've got to do in the natural. Faith without works is dead. So you believe God to do the right thing, and then you do the right thing. You can't just believe to do the right thing.
Sure.
I wouldn't go to a church if I pulled up to a church and the grass wasn't mowed and the church wasn't painted and the parking lot was a wreck. I mean, you pull in that parking lot, you'd think, I don't want to come to this pastor if he can't take care of the house of God here.
What?
You know, how would the principle applies? You've got to take care of what God has given you, and your temple is you.
My goodness, we're out of time.
Oh, sorry.
We'll be back in just a moment.
My foundation for health is I run a small distance every morning, and my husband and I walk every night. And I try to do some sit-ups, and I do the hula hoop.
My foundation for being healthy is working out as much as I can and eating well, which I don't do as much as I'd like, but I try.
It's time for a house call from Dr. Colbert. Based on principles from his New York Times bestseller, The 7 Pillars of Health, your personal health improvement kit takes things a step further by providing useful tools to help you keep focused and on track to a healthy lifestyle. With over 140 minutes of practical tips and biblical principles, Dr. Colbert takes you through the 7 Pillars of Health on DVD while you read the corresponding chapters of his hardback book. Keep record of what you learn and the progress you're making with this companion workbook and a 50-day journal. Changing habits will change your life, and you can do it. Stay motivated by wearing a reminder wristband for each of the 7 pillars of health. Also included is this exercise training DVD. Learn to burn calories and tone your body safely, right in the comfort of your own home. With everything that's included, you'll be inspired and equipped to take charge of your health and live out the full life that God has for you. Take the proper steps to ensure a healthy future. Order your personal health improvement kit by Dr. Don Colbert today for only $59.99. There are easy-to-follow instructions in this kit that will lead you to a healthy, energetic lifestyle. Purchase online through our website at kcm.org or call our toll-free number, 800-575-4455. Or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Order your kit today.
Yeah.
time, but Brother Copeland, I just don't know where to begin. I just don't know. You wait till you get one of these, man. Hey, I'll tell you. Well, certainly you got to have help. If you didn't need help, we wouldn't have a job. Now, let me show you something. I tell you, Doc has put this thing together, that your personal health improvement kit. I'm telling you, this is dynamite. You get, man, the seven pillars of health and the seven pillars of health some more, the exercise
DVDs,
and then the workbook, and then some more pillars of health workbook, and then the big book. But I want to know what these are.
Okay.
I know what these are. But what I'm saying to you is when you get into major change without the tools and the spiritual conditioning that it takes to do this thing, you're going to be so far behind, you don't know what to do, and I guarantee you the devil and your flesh and the whole world's ideas will drag you out till you say, to heck with that, I don't care if I do weigh 300 pounds and die when I'm 55. I'm going to eat! And that'll right. kill you. And you need help. You need the strength mm-hmm. of the Word.
These are just to remind us, hey, you're on water. You're on the water chapter. You're going to put this on. You're going to wear it. You're going to drink your water. This is going to remind you, hey, I need
to
drink.
So this corresponds with
water.
Chapter in one. That we're
right.
working with.
So each band signifies one of the seven pillars. And so when we implement this program, it's important to be a doer of the Word, not a hearer only. This will literally remind you, just like
good,
when you slap yourself with this mm-hmm. thing, you wake yourself up and you say, listen, have you had your eight cups of water a day? It's just to bring it into your life and implement it.
You got to get you one of these. Praise the Lord, and get the whole family involved in this thing. It's powerful. Father, we pray for the people out there that so strongly need these things. We're growing and we're gaining in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland, Dr. Mary Colbert, reminding you again, Jesus is Lord.
This is the year of fullness of blessing. If you'd like more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries or today's Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, visit our website at kcm.org or call 800-575-4455. Take the time to intentionally immerse yourself in God's Word and allow it to transform your life. Dive in at the 2008 Branson Victory Campaign. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for 3 days of soaking in God's Word, March 6th to the 8th at the new location of Faith Life Church, 3701 State Highway 76 in Branson, Missouri. Visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
No wonder we have so many defeated Christians. They're not meditating on God's Word. They're meditating on fear. They're sowing fear, they're reaping a harvest of fear and disease as a result.